It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 101 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and my co-host, Julian Robichaud, was unable to make today's show because he's enjoying a well-deserved vacation in sunny Florida. So today on the podcast, we had Tim Kananis, who's the director of Worldwide Channel and Industry for IBM Lotus Software. We had Tim on the podcast last year to talk about Business Development Day at Lotusphere, and we thought we'd bring him back again to talk about Lotusphere 2010, more specifically Business Development Day, and something brand new for Lotusphere 2010 called the Global Business Excellence Forum. So you want to listen carefully because it's a really, really cool thing that Lotus is offering for people who may not, need or want to attend the deep dive technical sessions and so forth that normally people attend at Lotusphere. With this special Global Business Excellence Forum, you'll learn about a reduced price that attendees can pay for this. And for business partners, if you get four customers, right, or anyone else, they don't have to be your customers, to sign up, you'll get a free ticket to Lotusphere. So listen up, and we appreciate you tuning in for episode 101 of the Taking Notes Podcast. Good day, Tim. Welcome back to the Taking Notes Podcast.
Thanks, Bruce. Glad to be back.
Tim, what exactly is your role, for those of you who don't know, at Lotus Software?
Yeah, Bruce. I'm the Director of Worldwide Channel and Industry for Lotus and Webster Portal Software within the IBM Software Group.
So you're the guy who's on stage at Business Development Day, right, as kind of the MC?
Yeah, I'm the handsome one.
Oh, okay. I thought that was, never mind. Thanks for coming back. And obviously, Lotusphere 2010 is approaching very, very soon, January 17th. And on that first day of Lotusphere, again, Business Development Day kicks off. So, Tim, I'm going to throw some questions at you. I hope you don't mind.
No, sure. I'd love to answer them.
So the first thing would be, who in the community or in business should attend Business Development Day?
So the people who should attend Business Development Day are our expansive community of business partners. So whether you're a system integrator, whether you're a reseller, whether you're an ISV, across our portfolio, you should be attending Business Development Day. So regardless of whether you're on the Notes and Dominoes side, on the portal side, if you're looking and working with advanced collaboration, unified communication, or a lot of our newer partners who are coming from the Lotus Foundation side of the house, you're all welcome to Business Development Day. It's really a great event and a great way to kick off Lotusphere and also to kick off 2010.
Yeah. So if I asked you, for one or two reasons why people should attend, what would you say?
You should attend because it's the place where, you'll understand our strategy, our programs, our initiatives with a partner lens, because more so than any other part of the software group portfolio, partners are critical to our success. And you need to understand our strategy. You need to understand where we're going. So Business Development Day is a great time to get up to speed on that and to do it a day ahead of everybody else. Typically, we'll make some announcements at Business Development Day that the rest of the broader Lotusphere community won't hear till Monday morning. So you get a preview of some of that. Think of it as, a sales rally, right? So we want to get you excited so that you leave Business Development Day in Lotusphere and you're ready to sort of take on the world and, really drive your business at 2010. And it's a great education platform. So we want you to get skilled up whether it's on our products, whether it's on how to deal with the competition, whether it's on our strategy. Education is a critical piece of what we do at Business Development Day. So those are some of the reasons. And frankly, you get it's a great opportunity to network, right, and to talk to other business partners and talk to IBM executives and senior managers as well. So I think it's a good use of a Sunday.
We have the Lotusphere conference, you know, the main sessions and opening general sessions go from Monday to Thursday. How is Business Development Day different than the tracks and so forth that occur Monday through Thursday?
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we've done with Business Development Day this year is really focused on what are the needs of our community. And when we say community in this context, it's about our business partners. And what we heard is, you know, the reason partners come to Business Development Day is to hear from our executives to really understand the strategy. So one of the things we've done this year is given each one of our line executives, so line executives are people like Kevin Kavanaugh and Bruce Morse and Jeff Schick and Sean Pooley and Larry Bowden, we've given each one of them their own dedicated executive insight session. So if you're deep in Notes and Domino from a partner perspective, you want to understand where are we going with that business, what's our strategy, you would go to an executive insight session that's delivered by Kevin Kavanaugh. So contrast that with what you've seen in the past where we might have a What's New in Notes and Domino 8.5 session, right, or What's New in Expediter. So this gives you a more strategic view of our portfolio. And frankly, it gives you a more intimate setting to interact with our executives, ask those tough partner-focused questions. So that's a big difference from what you get, you know, Monday through Thursday. The other big difference is that we are going to major in helping partners get equipped to fight the competition at this year's Business Development Day. So we have dedicated sessions. Close to 40% of our content will be around the competition. So we want to arm you guys to go off and, you know, fight and win in the market. So that's a big change. And then we're going to have a whole bunch of sessions that focus on the programs that IBM has to support you as business partners. So we'll have speakers from across the channel community. So we'll have people like Sandy Carter and Sean Jones there, and they'll be sharing what programs we have that our partners need to take full advantage of to drive their business in 2010. So what we're trying to avoid are just standard, you know, product sessions, because you can get those Monday through Thursday. So we really want to focus on what are the needs of the partners and how do we cover those in a one-day Business Development Day on Sunday the 17th.
So, Tim, what else can business partners expect this year at Lotusphere?
Yeah, so great question. So, you know, we have, as we said, we have Business Development Day on Sunday. That's the kickoff. We have, obviously, all the social things that you can do at Lotusphere. We have a business partner reception on Monday, which should be lots of fun. We're going to have roundtables this year, and unlike other years, we're going to have our line executives hosting those. So again, you'll be able to go deeper, talk at a more strategic level with some of our leaders across the business. We're going to have the Business Partner Cafe open as well, and that's a great resource. It gives partners an opportunity to really sit down one-on-one with subject matter experts to talk about, for example, Partner World programs, some of the content syndication programs that we have. If you have specific questions about, you know, Portal Now or Notes and Domino and what we're doing in that business. And then there's going to be a big emphasis on collaboration agenda and really focusing our messages to a line of business audience focused by industry. So those will be some of the things that you will see that are different this year from other Lotuspheres and Business Development Days in the past.
Okay. I understand there's going to be some type of business partner event towards the end of Lotusphere. Is that true, Tim?
So what we're thinking, actually, it'll happen after Lotusphere, because we were originally saying, let's put together a session on Thursday to really round up all the news and, you know, really show our partners where they need to go in 2010. But we're figuring that with, you know, sessions like Gurupalooza and Ask the Developers and all that, and just the desire for most people to get back home after spending a week in Orlando, we would forego that and try to have a session early in February to really, you know, review the news from Lotusphere and put that news into context and guide our partners as to initiatives that they should be looking to drive throughout Q1 through 4 in 2010. So that one, we're going to do it more as a virtual session. We just think that's that'll be more valuable to the community.
Okay. Wow. I personally enjoy Business Development Day a lot. It is, like you said, all those things, and you really do. The networking is one thing that I personally like to focus on, and again, it's a great day for that. The sessions are targeted towards business partners. You know, they're not deep dives into, you know, how to configure a Domino server. All that stuff is reserved for the rest of the week. It also sets a good tone, you know, for the business partners, because they get excited to see some of the stuff that's coming down the road from Lotus, you know, ahead of time, and really cool stuff. I understand there's also something new at Lotus Sphere 2010 this year, and that is something called the Global Business Excellence Forum, Tim?
Yeah, that's right. We tried really hard to make the name as long as possible.
Yeah.
But so the Global Business Excellence Forum is really something new and something that I'm very excited about this year. And it's important that our partners understand what this is. So let me give you a little bit of background to put into context. What we're seeing in the market is a growing consumerization of IT. And what that means is that in a business setting, whereas in the past, both IBM and our business partners would go in and talk to some people in IT about a particular product or a particular solution, we're finding that the line of business executives and management teams have a lot more power and a lot more say into the decisions that IT makes. So what that means is we need to be able to talk to that community in a voice that resonates with them. And invariably, that's going to be focused on business value. It's going to be focused on specific industries. So you can't go in and just talk horizontally about a particular problem. You have to focus it on a particular industry. And what Global Business Excellence is designed to do is invite line of business attendees to Lotusphere to talk to them about collaboration in a business value way around four industries. And those four industries are banking, insurance, government, and healthcare. It's an event that kicks off with the welcome reception that we all attend as part of Lotusphere on Sunday. It then, you know, we invite them to come to the opening general session on Monday, and then we have two tracks that they can attend based on which of the four industries they fall into, and then they'll join us for a reception on Monday night, and then we do sessions on Tuesday. An exciting thing about this is that the price point for this day and a half or two-day event, depending on how you count it, is $895. So it's significantly less than the Lotusphere, you know, full ticket price, and you do get the reception, you do get the opening general session, and you get these line of business focus customer story sessions for Monday and Tuesday. Now, from a business partner perspective, this is a great opportunity for you to invite line of business people that you deal with in your accounts to Lotusphere. Because in the past, when Lotusphere was simply, you know, a show about technology and innovation in the future, you might have a hard time convincing somebody who has more of a, say, an HR perspective or a finance perspective or a marketing perspective to come to Lotusphere. But now with Global Business Excellence Forum, you now have a reason for them to come to Lotusphere, and at $895, frankly, it's a really good deal. Now, for business partners, the deal gets even better, because what we've done this year, it's a four-for-one deal, as we call it. As people register for Lotusphere and they select, you know, customer to the question of what's your relationship with IBM, we're going to put up a set of a question that says, how did you hear about Lotusphere or Global Business Excellence Forum? And if the customer is instructed by you, the business partner, to put in your business partner name, then what will happen, for every four of those that you get, you will get a free pass to Lotusphere, a full pass to Lotusphere, okay? So that's, you know, a great deal. So it's a great opportunity for you to talk to your customers who are on the IT side, tell them to come to Lotusphere. It's a great entree for people who are more line of business focused. Invite them to the Global Business Excellence Forum at a great price point. And if you get four of those, you get a free pass to Lotusphere. So I just wanted to make sure that the partner community was aware of that and was really using that as a driver this year.
So, Tim, one question that comes to mind is, what if customers want to attend both the Global Business Excellence Forum as well as, you know, good old Lotusphere?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Bruce. So the way we've set it up is that if you have purchased a full pass to Lotusphere, you are more than welcome to come and attend the sessions at Global Business Excellence Forum to get that line of business perspective that we talked about. If, on the other hand, you purchased a Global Business Excellence Forum ticket for $895, then you will be you'll be limited, if you will. You'll be allowed to go to all the sessions that are for Global Business Excellence. So that includes the opening reception, the welcome reception on Sunday, the opening general session on Monday, your tracks on Monday and Tuesday, and you have full entree into the showcase throughout the course of your time at Lotusphere. So if you purchase a full Lotusphere pass, you can come to everything that's Global Business Excellence Forum related. If you purchase a Global Business Excellence Forum pass, you can attend things related to that event inside of an event.
Tim, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for returning to the Taking Notes podcast to talk about Business Development Day and the Global Business Excellence Forum.
Thanks, Bruce. There's a lot of exciting things happening at Business Development Day and the Global Business Excellence Forum, and I just am so looking forward to seeing all of our partners down there in Orlando and catching up with you and learning how your business is going and what we can do to drive even better results in 2010.
Yeah, and there's always that last question. Tim, you're going to tell everyone who the opening general speaker is, right?
It's me.
Oh, okay. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.